Jy is ingeskakel op Lekker FM 98.3, dit is tyd vir jou misdaadverslag, saam met kaptein Dave Miller. Captain, how are you?
Hi Petra, I'm doing very well in yourself, thank you.
I'm fine, thanks.
Great.
We're talking about a big subject today.
Yes.
Election.
Yes. Well, more specifically from our side, our state of readiness.
Yes, of course.
So within the Centurion, the greater Centurion area, we have already started engaging with our various crime-fighting partners, the Community Policing Forum, as well as the relevant private security industries partners that we have specifically with the E2 project.
Yes.
And we've started engaging with them. We've started planning ahead to make sure that we know when the shifts are starting, when where the busy electoral voting stations are going to be, where the potential flashpoints are, and also focusing, you know, there's going to be a lot of vehicles that will be parking off at certain areas, a lot of people there, will be people of with different opinions and things like that. So it's not just from the perspective of any kind of disruption at a voting station, it's more also about crime prevention.
Okay.
There's the possibility of pickpocketing happening whilst you're waiting in line. Your vehicle can potentially be broken into when you've driven to the polling station to go and do your vote. All our police members will be posted at every every polling station.
Okay.
There will be SAPS members there. That is throughout the country, obviously. There will be additional members that are doing route patrols. And then, like I said, with in the greater Centurion area and in the Tshwane district, we formed a strong relationship with the private security industry. Like I said, it's the E2 project.
Yes.
And we have things that have been put in place to make sure that should anything go awry at any one of the polling stations, that we have the ability to be able to immediately react, contain the situation, and wait for backup for the relevant role players to get there and then deal with the situation as it happens.
On the subject of maybe be getting pickpocket at the voting station, where do you report the crime? Do you still go to the station where you are living in that area? How? Where do we report crime?
Okay, so we've jumped a little bit from the elections, which is fine. We've dealt with that. So, and it's a very important subject that we need to talk about as well, because we get a lot of complaints from the community. You know, we'll get a complaint where a person has gone to a specific police station and they want to report their crime there, but the actual scene of the crime has happened in another policing precinct.
Yeah.
And they will be told when they get to the police station, no, sorry, you cannot register your complaint here. You must go to the police station where the crime happened.
Yeah.
And that is completely incorrect.
Okay.
Okay. We are led by national instructions, which are instructions that are given to us from our commanders, from our commissioner, the South African Police Service Commissioner. And in those instructions, it is clearly stated that a member of the public wishing to lay a complaint can open up a complaint at any police station.
Okay.
Obviously, if you open up your case at a police station where the crime did not occur, there will be a slight delay in the investigation of that case. There will be an initial first phase investigation where they will do the initial investigation, assess the scene of crime and do what they need to do. But there can be a delay. So that is why if you do go there, usually a member will advise you. They should advise you to say it would be quicker if you do go to the police station where it did happen. However, if you still want to open up your case here, that's not a problem, sir, ma'am. We will open up the case for you, but just be aware that there is a delay because we have to transfer the docket to the relevant police station.
Okay. So it's better to go to the police station?
Depending on the circumstances with regards to the case. Yeah, sometimes it's impossible for a person to get to a police station. Yeah. I mean, let's say, for example, you're on holiday and you go down to Durban, just as an example, and something is stolen, and you get out to Pretoria, and you realize, I mean, you know, it was stolen there in wherever you were staying. It does not make sense for you to have to go all the way back down to Durban just to report the crime.
Yes.
You go to your local police station, you report it there. They will then transfer that docket through to the relevant police station. It will be investigated, and it will go forward from there.
Back to the elections. I hope you are registered and you are going to vote. Yes. That's important.
Absolutely, yes, that we will register for our special votes.
Yes, yeah.
Which is also, it's important for all those members out there that are doing security services, all the law enforcement officials, all those officials that will be assisting on the day. They need to make use of the facility whereby you can register for a special vote, so that especially when it comes to the ward votes, then you can vote where you don't have to go to your residential area.
Thank you so much, Captain.
Pleasure, Pietro. Enjoy.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.